Hey fans, Chiefs insider Reed Farron here at the Senior Bowl. Sylvester Williams. Sylvester, what's going through your mind right now? Just after practice, North team, how are you feeling?
I'm just excited, man, for the rest of the week and also for the future in football. Man, I came out with an intensity. I just wanted to get better every day and improve every day and impress the scouts. And hopefully I got a chance to impress the scouts. And some at the end of the day, I definitely want to improve tomorrow and come out tomorrow and be 2 times better than I was today.
Evaluate yourself today. How'd it go for you today?
I think I had a pretty good day. You know, I'm always one of those guys that criticize myself and want to do better. I want to win every rep that I'm in the game. I want to win every battle that I'm in. And obviously, if I don't do that, I want to improve that and I want to be perfect the next day. So I got something to look forward to.
Coffeyville Community College, tell us about your time there.
I had a great experience, though. You know, for me, from where I came from, it was a big step up. You know, it was a place to stay and food to eat every day. So for me, it was great. But it was a small town, nothing there at all. You know, the closest thing that was Walmart. So you would get excited to go to Walmart, you know. But I mean, it was a great experience, man. I had a chance to win some football games, meet some great coaches, great players came through there. A lot of guys, one of the guys actually in the Senior Bowl today from Coffeyville. But I had a great experience, though. You know, I love it, man. And, you know, I will go back one day if I ever get a chance.
Last two questions. You have to tell America your story. You almost quit football. You're almost done.
Sir.
Tell him.
I guess when I played 1 year of football in high school, I wasn't very successful. So, I mean, I started one game my senior year, so I didn't have very many offers. So when I got out of high school, I mean, once I quit football, I hung up the cleats, man, I just thought it was over for me. But something in the back of my mind told me that, you know, I left something on the field. I wanted to go back and figure out what it was. So I got a job at a factory. I worked at a factory for about 6 months. And I mean, when I went to the factory, you know, something just kind of told me. You know, I had people telling me in my life, man, this is something I didn't want to do for the rest of my life. My father worked at a factory for 30 some years, and I didn't want to go down that path. So, man, I just decided to go back to school. It was one of the best decisions I made in my life, and I came out and ended up in Mobile. So, I mean, it was one of the best decisions. But I look back on it, you know, and I feel like everything happened for reading. I had some hard time coming up, man, but I was able to overcome all of those and make it all the way there.
And lastly, why do you feel you can play at the NFL level?
You know, I just feel like, you know, my work that to go along, I feel like it helped me stay in the NFL. Cause, I mean, I work all my opponents, anybody I go against, I'm going to watch as much film as I can. And I feel like I'm athletic, a big guy. You know, I feel like at the end of the day, it's about preparing yourself and keeping your body healthy. And I feel like I can do all of those things and be a successful player.